Wait, what world do we live in where America is potentially threatening or refusing to rule out military action on Denmark, an ally, on an area where they can actually put as many troops as they want like there anyway? They could have as many deals to extract resources as they want anyway, or almost certainly, but they won't have military action. But that is not even the most gobsmacking of these headlines, which is an extraordinary state of affairs. Okay. The fact that all pretense that this extraction of Maduro was about narco-terrorism or bringing a drugs kingpin to justice is just completely out the window. All pretense that there is a process which the US administration wants to bring democracy to Venezuela is out the window. To just say, Venezuela has hundreds of billions of dollars of liabilities on a global basis, some of them to US oil companies, to US entities. But to say, we're just going to have now this 50 million barrels of oil, we're going to take them, we're going to take 3 billion, we're just going to take them, and I'll work out the process. It'll be fine for the Venezuelan people. It's just gobsmacking. This is just a shakedown, isn't it? I mean, what world do we live in where the US, the paragon of the liberal democratic order for the last 80 years, is just now saying, yeah, we'll have that oil. And for what justification?